This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 270, One Teacher's Really Bad Advice About IELTS Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. One of the students in our course got some bad advice from an outside source. Find out what they heard and why it was wrong. Yo, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, I am doing fantastic.
Yeah?
How about you? Have you done anything interesting lately?
Well, I'm doing lots of interesting things this summer. Lots of cool things going on. As of right now, this episode will be coming out in when? This episode will be coming out in July, actually July 4th.
Cool.
Yeah. So I should be on the road right now if all goes as planned. So we'll have updates on that, I'm sure, on the other podcast, on the All Ears English podcast. We'll update you guys on the road trip that's happening this summer. It's going to be super exciting.
And so I don't think we've mentioned it on this podcast yet that some of the time that Lindsay is traveling this summer, she is going to be beginning work on a new listening course.
Yes.
That we're developing. And it's not IELTS specific, guys, but of course, any skill practice will help you. But yes. This is more for getting into native speaker culture and communicating with native speakers and real ways and connecting with them and understanding what we talk about, because we don't talk like teachers. So that's some of what Lindsay is doing this summer. And she's going to be posting some YouTube videos while she's traveling. And yes. I don't know. It's going to be cool. So stay tuned for that, you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We'll let you guys know about that. Don't worry. But some very cool stuff is going to be happening.
Super fun. I'm excited.
Also,
all right. Okay. So, what are we talking about today? You know, it's funny. I get like so sidetracked by our beginning conversation sometimes because
you forget.
Like, we are both of us doing interesting things, and we start talking about it, and then I'm like, oh wait, we need to talk about IELTS now.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so in our course, guys, one of the there was a posting just today. I'm just gonna read this for you guys. It says, I have an important question. In my IELTS preparation course, I wrote an essay for writing task 2 and used a lesson from Three Keys IELTS about fake research. The teacher crossed out my fake examples, decreased my score, He wrote, don't use fake research to support your opinion.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Fire that teacher.
So my response was, of course you can use fake research. This teacher is obviously not an examiner. And this is, okay. Well, first of all, I don't know why she's in another IELTS class if she's already in our course, because you don't need anything else. If you're in our course, you need nothing else, you guys. And this is what ends up happening. If you try and mix systems, or if you commit to something, right? If you know that you have a teacher or a course or a textbook that will get you the preparation you need, that has everything that you need for IELTS, it's connected to what the examiner wants. You can see why you're doing it. It says, like, for example, in our course, I'll say, like, use this vocabulary because in writing task 1, you have to blah, blah, blah. Or in going back to this example, use fake research because in order to get high scores for cohesion, coherence, and task response, you need to have strong support.
Yep.
And there is nowhere in the descriptors that the examiner uses to give you your score, there is nowhere about untruths or fake ideas. We don't care about your ideas. They just have to be specific. And using fake research is one of the easiest, quickest strategies to give formal, specific support for your answers. Because that way, you're not only using like personal examples, because it can't all be personal examples. That's going to look informal, and it's not, you know, you're not going to be able to get that eight. You have to have a variety of support. So, and fake research is fun.
Yeah. And in the past, we've actually done a couple episodes on this. So if you come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, guys, and type in, I guess type in fake research and see what comes up. We've talked about this, but the other point is you don't have a computer. You don't have access to a computer when you're in the test. So how could you come up with research that's correct? I mean, are you going to memorize research on all these different topics? So I would challenge our student here to go back to that teacher and ask him, why did you cross this out? You know, it's wrong. So at this point, I would not trust that teacher. And I also want to say that if you are in our course and you know, we do offer the score increase guarantee, but that becomes null. That guarantee becomes null for anyone who also is in another course, because it's not in our control if you went and got confused by another teacher who didn't understand the test. We have you on the right track. And when you go and put yourself in another course because you're worried that, you know, you need more information, you want to check in with different teachers and you get confused, it will lower your score and we won't be able to refund your money if you don't get the score increase that you're expecting.
Yeah, something I've done with some students that I've had some VIP classes with in our course. These are highly motivated students. That's why they're purchasing these extra classes with me, just to meet one-on-one with me. And so a lot of these guys and girls have other teachers that they're working with, like on iTalki or, you know, just friends to practice their speaking with, for example. And that's fine as long as they check in with me and I give them specific checklists of what to do with these other people, because it has to be within our advice and it has to be accomplishing the goals that I give them, right? Yeah. So if I'm talking to them and I say, well, you know, this aspect of your pronunciation could be improved, this is how you practice it, work with this other teacher on that. And that's great, right? Yeah, that's different. Like, give this checklist to this teacher and have her listen for these three specific things, because this is what you need to practice. So that's another thing, and that's fine different. And great.
Yeah.
But it's, totally get practice with other native speakers, but it has to be within our framework.
Right. You can't be working with another teacher who's telling you completely different strategies or marking your essays in a different way than we would, because that's just going to make you confused and it's just going to hurt. So I'm kind of annoyed that this advice was wrong and now our student is confused.
I know. Me too. Guys, seriously, if you use any advice from our podcast, from our YouTube channel, from our course, if you use anything and an IELTS quote unquote teacher tells you it's wrong, ask them why. Seriously, like ask them to explain themselves, because I promise you everything we're telling you is right. I promise you. Like it's all correct. Yeah. I work with IELTS constantly. IELTS is seriously my life at this point. Like I for real know like everything about IELTS, I feel like by now. So seriously, guys, just challenge them. Ask them, say, well, tell me how this decreases my score. Like, how does fake research impact my score?
Right.
Because it doesn't. So they're not going to be able to answer you.
Yeah. And we know that there may be cultural issues regarding, you know, it's not comfortable, challenging a teacher. We're not taught to do that. Even in the U.S., sometimes it's hard. It can be hard depending on, I know we talked about this before, Jessica, you said you have no problem, but you know, sometimes in the university system, it's hard to challenge a professor, but
of course
you need to. You're talking about your future and something that you've spent money on, another course that's now confusing you and that's lowering your score. And you're trying to get to a goal, to a life vision. So why would you not challenge that teacher?
Exactly. It's a question of wasting your time, and having the courage to not waste your time, right? It's just having this self-assuredness to say, I'm worth it. My future is worth it. Yeah. I'm not going to waste my time because I'm too shy to challenge this teacher. Mm. Or else you're going to end up paying for this course that's not going to help you. And you're going to end up commuting to the class, sitting for hours every week, and never feeling sure that this is helping your IELTS score, right? Yeah. Because you already have a doubt of this teacher because they gave you advice that contradicted something we said. So yep. that doubt is already planted in your mind. So you're not going to fully commit to all the advice that this person is telling you, nor should you, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be wrong. But that's like so many hours of wasted time in your preparation. So guys, there are better things to do with your day. Lindsay and I are going to give you guys some examples of fake research just off the top of our heads. Let's see. Let's choose a question here. I'm going to choose a question about children's toys. Okay. <Yeah. laughs> So the question is, some parents buy their children a large number of toys to play with. What are the advantages and disadvantages for the child of having a large number of toys? Okay. So, the question asks for advantages and disadvantages, right? So, obviously, I think there are more disadvantages. So in paragraph 2, I would write about the advantages. And then in paragraph 3, I would say, however, to my mind, the disadvantages far outweigh the advantages. First of all, it decreases the child's ability to focus. And then I could make up some fake research. I could say like, Stanford published a study in June of 2015, based on a sample number of over 1,000 children. And it was found that children with two or more boxes of toys had 30% of the attention span of those with fewer toys.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And then focus. I could give another detail, right? I could say like these children could only focus on a task for a maximum of 2 minutes. Whereas children with fewer toys were able to make up games and build with Legos for up to an hour at a time.
Recently, one of our three key students got her scores back. Andressa got a 7.5 in listening, an 8 in reading, a 7.5 in writing, and an 8.5 in speaking for an overall score of 8. Now she's ready to move on beyond the IELTS exam and to move on with her life vision. If you want to do the same thing, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah. One thing that I'm noticing about the fake research that you're coming up with, Jessica, that I like is that it's very specific. You know, you're really like specs, like 2 to 4 minutes and specific, the name of the university even. And I think that makes it much more coherent. It makes more sense to me.
Yeah. Exactly. And this does directly impact your score, guys. If you want a high score for the task achievement and a high score for cohesion and coherence, this is where your ideas matter. And it's not if they're true or false. It's if they're specific. Okay. Yeah. If you only talk in generalities, it doesn't matter if it's true or false. It's not going to give you the 7 or higher. If you support these general main ideas or these general reasons, if you support them with specific examples from your own life, right? Like real people you know, real places you've been. And again, you can make that up. I've done that so many times. It's like making up a friend, right? Just to like support an idea.
Sure.
And then, of course, this fake research is so specific and strong. It could not prove my opinion any better, right? Than by saying this. This is directly impacting the strength of your score.
Yeah, I love that. And so when you're preparing, guys, make sure you're going into that kind of depth. You know, when you're brainstorming, and our course definitely walks you through how to brainstorm these things and the process that you need to brainstorm to be ready to write that essay in detail.
Exactly. Yeah. We practice everything step by step, guys. So, one email we get quite often is like, how do I come up with ideas? and I know that and I get that. And for me, that at first as a teacher, it was hard to understand, just because I came through a different education system, right? And I was lucky to have some really fantastic creative teachers. And so like this was hard for me to understand at first. And this is why getting questions from listeners and getting questions from students is so important to us, because we need to see things from your perspective. perspective, yeah, right? For sure. And so seeing all these questions, that's why we put this into our course right away. How can we come up with ideas? How do we make things specific and strong? So we do explain exactly that in our course.
Yeah. And I think that one reason that you're also really good at coming up with ideas, Jessica, is because you watch sci-fi or you listen to sci-fi, read sci-fi books. I actually watched a sci-fi movie last night called Lucy, which was really wild. It was weird.
Oh God, that was terrible.
It was weird. Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. I was so hopeful. The director I really like, isn't it Luc Besson who directed Lucy? The director of Lucy, isn't it, Luke? I feel like it's a director that I really like. Do you remember who directed it?
I don't remember. I remember there was Scarlett Johansson was in it, and I thought it would be
good. I love her.
She's a good actress, but it was okay in the beginning, and then it just got weirder and weirder. But it definitely, I could see how being around sci-fi entertainment through reading movies can really open the mind to creating ideas. So exposing our mind, again, it goes back to the culture of thinking, but what are the ways in which we're thinking, you know? Are we exposing ourselves to material that's going to open our mind to creativity?
I would like to take this opportunity to recommend a book to our listeners. Yeah. The author is Ursula K. Le Guin, L-E-G-U-I-N. And her most famous book, it's actually from, I think she wrote it in like 1969, but her most famous, and she still writes, she's like 92, she's amazing, mostly sci-fi. And her most famous book is called The Left Hand of Darkness. And this is, it might be tough to get into it first because it's super sci-fi, like so many like made up names and stuff like this. But I promise you guys the benefits you will reap from reading this, just putting yourself into this amazing world she created. She created this planet without gender.
Oh, wow.
Really? And so the consequences of this in society, in government, in families, in friendships. I mean, obviously it impacts everything in these people's lives. And it's just, it's fascinating. I can't stop reading it. And I have like 5 quotes from her book on my vision wall already. It's so amazing. So guys, we talk about the culture of thinking. This specific book will definitely do that.
Yeah. And if you want to get a better sense of what we're talking about when we talk about the culture of thinking, if you want to get some background on that, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in culture of thinking in the search box. We have quite a few episodes that have touched on that, Jessica, now, because obviously that is a key tactic to getting your 7 or higher, guys.
Exactly. But this has been a theme that's popped up a bunch. And this is one of those things that, came up like mid podcast for Lindsay and I, you know, like as we've done hundreds of episodes by now, we've noticed that some of our beliefs in general really impact what we feel like helps our IELTS students, right? And we, like motivation and organized study plans and making lists and opening brain boxes, making connections, right? Culture of thinking. These are things that are themes now in what we do. And again, you'll find these themes weaved in and out of our course as well, because this is what we believe will help you guys not only achieve the IELTS scores you need and stay motivated until you get those scores, but will also carry over after you achieve your scores and help you in the next phase of your life, really.
Yeah. To have a higher quality life, to make more connections with people, to have real conversations and do all kinds of things that we want. And just to go back to the beginning, I guess, let's just remember, guys, fake research is okay. Question that teacher, you know, go back to that teacher. I would encourage our student here, go back to the teacher and ask what he was thinking or where that came from, because that's not okay. Don't be afraid to question your teachers.
Never. Seriously. I love when students challenge me. Love it. And so should all teachers, because they should be confident in what they're telling you. Mm-hmm. I stand 110% behind every single thing I say, right? Awesome. And if you're going to challenge me, I'm going to be able to answer you. And I love it. I love that I love that students can be critical, right? Yeah. Can analyze things from different perspectives, because it makes me see things from different perspectives. So
yeah. And it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are spending your money on these courses and your teachers are offering you a service. And it's like just as if you're going to the grocery store and you're buying an apple, like you're getting something in return and you want to get the highest quality product. So don't be afraid to question what you're getting because this is your future, guys.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I want to meet this teacher. Oh, would I have some choice words to exchange with him?
All right. This has been good, Jessica. Let's wrap it up for today. I'll see you back here very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.